Praise the Lord. Message number 236. The title of the message, Kneeling Down, Part 2. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you and we praise you for your goodness and your faithfulness. And Lord, this time, and Lord, this message, your word that you send to us to help us to live our life unto you in the way that you want us, Lord, to live it. Oh God, pray the message will bring salvation, revival, repentance, restoration. I pray for people to come back to you and they will restore their commitment and you will restore your covenant with them. Oh God, I pray and intercede on behalf of those who sin against you. Lord, forgive them. Oh God, I pray in the name of Jesus, bring them to the repentance that they needed this very day. Oh God, I pray that this message, truly, oh God, will restore people and let your good plan on the salvation of the Lord will flow through your church, through your servants and your people, to the people who are even around us, those who does not know you, to come and kneel down at your sheep and kneel down at your feet and worship you. We thank you and we bless you. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. This message is inspired from the book of Exodus, and there are, you know, situations that show that the people of God kneel down and worship the Lord. The first scriptures I'm going to read is book of Exodus chapter 4 verse 27 to verse 31. The Lord said to Aaron, go into the desert, meet Moses. So he went. So he met Moses at the mountain of God and kissed him. Then Moses told Aaron everything the Lord had sent him to say, and also about all the miraculous signs he had commanded him to perform. Moses and Aaron brought together all the elders of the Israelites, and Aaron told them everything the Lord had said to Moses. He also performed the signs before the people, and they believed. And when they heard that the Lord was concerned about them and had seen their misery, they bowed down and worshipped. What a wonderful scripture. You know, when the Lord here sent Moses to the Israelite, and he prepared Aaron, and both of them told the Israelite what the Lord had spoke to Moses, and they performed the miracle sign. You know, the response of the people, see here, when they hear that the Lord was concerned about them and has seen their misery, they bow down and worship. When the people hear and see that God is thinking and compassionate toward them, that brought revival inside their souls, their hearts, and they felt God's love, and they really thought and think that He is really present in their life. You know, how they respond, that as they saw that God is standing and is there in that meeting with them, you know, they did not only see Moses and Aaron standing with them, they saw God is standing, and His presence in that meeting was so profound, and that make them respond to that by bowing down and worshiping the Lord who was in the midst of them. You know, the people of God has had a longing that God's presence would be there with them, and they have hope to see that really God is concerned about them. And that's what's maybe your situation. During the trials and hardships, you know, man, and you may be one who is among them, might be tempted to think that God is far and at distance. But the Lord, in His grace and mercy, the compassionate God will ultimately show Himself near to you, intervening and doing miracles to revive you, not only you, to revive His church and His people everywhere, and to encourage them to continue to put their trust on Him, so that He will direct them further in what they need to do. God, as He is revealing His presence in your life, as He is doing miracles and signs and wonders in the middle of the trial that you are passing through, God's purpose here is for you to see Him, to put your trust on Him, and you respond to that by kneeling down, worshipping Him, seeing Him that He is really alive, and He is moving and walking with you to do His will and to do His good plan for you. What I want to tell you here is to be sensible, to worship the Lord and have faith in Him. Any act and sign of concern and love toward you from the Lord is the purpose of it, is to tell you that He loves you and He cares for you, and He has concern and good plan for you to prosper you and to bless you. Hallelujah. The message of the Lord, help us and revive us. Strengthen us. Yes, Lord, I pray, O God, that You encourage Your people who are struggling. I pray even this word of Yours will encourage them that You love them and You care for them, and you have a great concern for them. We'll go now further in the book of Exodus and in the book of Exodus chapter 12, after the Lord, you know, has done many wonders, and He sent many plagues in order to set His people free from the Egyptians and from Pharaoh and from the slavery of Pharaoh. As the people saw all the multiple plagues that the Lord sent in order to free them, the Lord would send one more plague, and that is the last plague. And the Lord intended in the last plague to put to death the firstborn of the Egyptians, of man and animal. Before He sent this plague, He instructed His people to slaughter the Passover lamb and to put the blood of it on the top and on the sides of the door frames. And we can read this event of this instruction of the Passover in the book of Exodus chapter 12, verse 21 to verse 28, and we would witness in this scripture how the people respond when they come to know that their salvation is drawing near. Book of Exodus chapter 20, chapter 12, verse 21 to 28. Let's read. Then Moses summoned all the elders of Israel and said to them, "Go at once and select the animals for your families and slaughter the Passover lamb. Take a branch of hyssop, dip it into the blood in the basin, and put some of the blood on the top and on the both and on both sides of the door frame. Not one of you shall go out the door of his house until morning. When the Lord goes through the land to strike down the Egyptians, he will see the blood on the top and sides of the door frame, and will pass over that doorway, and he will not permit the destroyer to enter your houses and strike you down. Obey these instructions as a lasting ordinance for you and your descendants. When you enter the land that the Lord will give you, as he promised, observe the ceremony. And when your children ask you, what does this ceremony mean to you, then tell them it is the Passover sacrifice to the Lord, who passed over the houses of the Israelites in Egypt and spared our homes when he struck down the Egyptian. Then the people bowed down and worshipped. The Israelites did just what the Lord commanded Moses and Aaron. You see here very beautiful things that the people, when they hear that the time and the date for their deliverance out of Egypt had to draw near, and the Lord had set appointed time for them to be delivered, they pass through 9 plagues, oppression, they get abused from the Egyptian and from Pharaoh and his power of slavery over their life. When they come to know that the day is near and there was a certain day that going to be delivered, they really saw God's presence and his love and concern for them, and in response to that they bowed down and worshipped him. They did rejoice in their salvation and what the Lord had planned for them to do. And here today, you hear the message. Are you not glad that Jesus, the Lamb of God, offered his life and he died on the cross for your sins to give you eternal life? Will you now not bow down in adoration and worship him? God wants you to show your faithfulness and gratitude to him. He is really present in your life, saving you from your sin and leading you in the way everlasting. A beautiful message the Lord is giving us today. Let us continue. As we know that the Israelites, after their deliverance, they went out from Egypt, they crossed the Red Sea, and the Lord opened the Red Sea, they pass on dry ground, the walls of water on their both sides, and when the Egyptian army, Pharaoh army followed them, the Lord brought the water back on them, and all of them, they had been drawn, and no one of them got saved. They went into the wilderness, the desert, and they receive the instruction of the Lord, and we know that the Israelites sinned against the Lord and made and worshipped golden calf that made the Lord angry with them. And when their sin and God's anger was ignited, Moses interceded for them to be pardoned because the Lord was about to destroy them. If you were going to read Exodus chapter 32, why I am using this story, because at the end of the intercession we'll find another instance where Moses kneeled down and prayed and worshiped the Lord and was pleading with God to restore his covenant with his people. Let's read it from Exodus chapter 32. We read it from verse 9 to 14, the first session of intercession of Moses. Verse 9, I have seen these people, the Lord said to Moses, and they are a stiff next people. Now leave me alone so that my anger may burn against them and that I may destroy them. Then I will make you into a great nation. Verse 11, but Moses sought the favor of the Lord his God. O Lord, he said, why should your anger burn against your people, whom you brought out of Egypt with a great power and mighty hand? Why should the Egyptians say, it was with evil intent that he brought them out to kill them in the mountains and to wipe them off the face of the earth? Turn from your fierce anger, relent, and do not bring disaster on your people. Remember your servants, Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, to whom you swore by your own self, I will make your descendants as numerous as the stars in the sky, and I will give your descendants all this land. I promise them, and it will be their inheritance forever. Then the Lord, you know, see, after the prayer of Moses, then the Lord relented and did not bring on his people the disaster he had threatened. We know that Moses went down, and at that day 3,000 of the Israelites died on the hand of the Levites, who respond to the call of God to cleanse the camp from the evildoers and those who ignite and push the people to worship idol. Then after that, Moses further went back to the Lord and interceded on the behalf of the Israelite. We will read verse 30 to verse 35, further intercession and prayer of Moses, pleading with the Lord. The next day, Moses said to the people, you have committed a great sin, but now I will go up to the Lord. Perhaps I can make atonement for your sin. So Moses went back to the Lord and said, oh, what a great sin these people have committed. They have made themselves gods of gold, but now please forgive their sin. But if not, then blot me out of the book you have written. The Lord replied to Moses, whoever has sinned against me, I will blot out of my book. Now go, lead the people to the place I spoke of, and my angel will go before you. However, when the time comes for me to punish, I will punish them for their sin. And the Lord struck the people with a plague because of what they did with the calf Aaron had made. As a result of Moses' intercession and prayer, the Lord relented of destroying them totally. The Lord, he would not destroy them totally, but the Lord said to Moses that he will not go with them. You know, in book of Exodus chapter 33 verse 3 and Exodus chapter 32, the Lord listened to the prayer of Moses and did not destroy them all. But in chapter 33 and verse 3, he said, go up to the land flowing with milk and honey. God was speaking to Moses, but I will not go with you because you are a stiff-necked people, and I might destroy you on the way. That's what the Lord said to Moses. Moses would not accept that the Lord would not go with him. Moses pleaded with the Lord to keep his presence with him. Moses cannot go. He said, Lord, I cannot go without you. God wanted to send his angel with Moses, but Moses wanted God personally to go with him. In verse 12, chapter 33, verse 12 and 13, Moses said to the Lord, you have been telling me, lead these people, but you have not let me know whom you will send with me. You have said, I know you by name, and you have found favor with me. If you are pleased with me, teach me your ways, so I may know you and continue to find favor with you. Remember that this nation is your people. In the prayer and intercession and the pleading of Moses, when he said to him, but you have not let me know whom you will send with me, it seemed that Moses is telling to the Lord, I will not accept that the angel will go with me. I want you to be with me. Verse 14, the Lord answered Moses. The Lord replied, my presence will go with you, and I will give you rest. And that made Moses glad and have fellowship with the Lord. And Moses poured out his sores and rejoiced with the Lord. And here, the discourse of this two events in the life of the Israelites, and you might be passing through the same. Pray and plead, intercede for the help of those people who sin, and the Lord will listen to the prayer, and finally you will have a nice fellowship with the Lord, as Moses had a wonderful fellowship with the Lord. In Exodus chapter 33, verse 15 to 17, we can read further. Then Moses said to him, if your presence does not go with us, do not send us up from here. How will anyone know that you are pleased with me and with your people unless you go with us? What else will distinguish me and your people from all the other people on the face of the earth? As if Moses, he is praying, interceding, he's saying to the Lord, Lord, I thank you are with me, but I want you also your presence to be with the people that whom you are let me leading and whom you are sending with me. In verse 17, and the Lord said to Moses, I will do the very thing you have asked, because I am pleased with you, and I know you by name. That was the ministry of Moses, leading the people, and when they sin, he intercede for them. He was a catalyst between them and the Lord. He was able to continue his ministry, and he also worked with God, that God's discipline and the fear of God and God's presence was imparted also through Moses' life in the life of the Israelite. The Lord say here that I will do the very thing that you ask of me, because I am pleased with you. Followed after that, the Lord asked Moses to chisel out two tablets of stone and to come out on the mountain. And that's what we read in Exodus chapter 34, verse 1 to 10. And this is where we will see the time that Moses kneeled down and worshipped the Lord. Why and in which occasion? Let's read Exodus chapter 34, verse 1 to 10. The Lord said to Moses, chisel out two stone tablets like the first ones, and I will write on them the words that were on the first tablets, which you broke. Be ready in the morning, and then come up on Mount Sinai. Present yourself to me there on top of the mountain. No one is to come with you or be seen anywhere on the mountain. Not even the flocks and herds may graze in the front of the mountain. So Moses chiseled out two stone tablets like the first ones and went up Mount Sinai early in the morning, as the Lord had commanded him, and he carried the two stone tablets in his hands. Then the Lord came down in the cloud and stood there with him and proclaimed his name, the Lord, and he passed in front of Moses, proclaiming, "The Lord, the Lord, the compassionate and gracious God, slow to anger, abounding in love and faithfulness, maintaining love to thousands, and forgiving wickedness, rebellion, and sin, yet he does not leave the guilty unpunished. He punishes the children and their children for the sin of the fathers to the third and fourth generations." Verse 8, Moses bowed to the ground at once and worshipped. "O Lord, if I have found favor in your eyes," he said, "then let the Lord go with us. Although this is a stiff-necked people, forgive our wickedness and our sin, and take us as your inheritance." Then the Lord said, "I am making a covenant with you. Before all your people, I will do wonders never before done in any nation in all the world. The people you live among will see how awesome is the work that I, the Lord, will do for you." You know, when we read this, and especially as we have read that, when the Lord proclaimed to Moses, "Who is he?" The Lord here, he proclaimed to Moses, "Who is he?" The Lord, the compassionate and gracious God, slow to anger, abounding in love and faithfulness, maintaining love to thousands, and forgiving wickedness, rebellion, and sin. Yet he does not leave the guilty unpunished. He punishes the children and their children for the sin of the fathers to the third and fourth generation. When Moses hears from the mouth of the Lord, especially the last statement when the Lord says, "Yet he does not leave the guilty unpunished. He punishes the children and their children for the sin of the fathers to the third and fourth generation." When Moses heard this, Moses pleaded with the Lord. He bowed down. Moses bowed down to the ground at once and worshipped. He was pleading with the Lord in the behalf of the Israelites in asking him, "O Lord, if I found favor in your eyes," he said, "then let the Lord go with us." He asked the Lord to continue to go with them and to forgive our wickedness and our sin and take us as your inheritance. You know, here when Moses hears that the Lord is a forgiving God, but he will not let the guilty unpunished, he knows that God's presence is real, that God really will discipline and punish those who do wrong. He kneeled down and worshipped the Lord, and he pleaded with God to forgive, and that his presence would go with him. In kneeling down position, Moses pleaded with the Lord that he would not only go with him, with Moses, that he would go also with the Israelites. And the beautiful things and the outcome of this prayer, intercession, and kneeling down of Moses before the Lord. The verse 10 that we read from Exodus chapter 34 bring the fruit of kneeling down and prayer, and praying and worshipping the Lord, seeing that he really present, would bring that particular fruit that we will see in Exodus chapter 34 verse 10. Then the Lord said, "I am making a covenant with you." Here the Lord confirmed the covenant, that the covenant that he made with Abraham, he made with Isaac, and he made with Jacob. Now, in spite of the sin of the Israelites worshipping idol, and in spite of their rebelliousness, the Lord still holding and making this covenant with the Israelites. You know, from the sequence of this message in the life of the Israelite, you would learn that you need to see God moving in your life, and you need to respond in bowing down and worshiping the Lord, because He is gracious and He is compassionate in saving your life from sin and from death through Jesus Christ our Lord. And also you learn that you need to repent and to appeal to God. You need to appeal for His grace and mercy to save you from the sin that you commit against Him, in order for you to be restored, and the covenant that you had with Him, that He promised, will flow in your life. You know, the beautiful things in this message, that finally the purpose of God, that His covenant with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, He is keeping to the Israelites through the leadership of Moses and his intercession for them. You need to learn a lesson from this message and apply it in your life. You are an intercessor, you are a leader for a flock, and people and God want you to be accountable to what you had received from Him. I pray that this message will bring a revival, will bring change and transformation in your life, and will lead you to do a fruitful things for the Lord, and to be a man like Moses, bringing people back to God and working with the Lord, that His presence will be real and felt by the people. As we kneel down and pray, Lord, pray, intercede for those people. Oh God, ask, forgive them, Lord. Forgive them, oh God, forgive them. Lord, don't let us go without your presence. We will not move from here unless your presence will be with us. Oh God, by faith we pray and kneeling down. Lord, forgive all the grievances that we have done against you, or whatever idol that we have set up in thoughts and action and deeds and lifestyle. Lord, forgive, please, and restore. Restore us back to you. Restore your people back to you. And the covenant, Lord, that you had set with us, with your people, that come and continue in our life. Thank you, Lord Jesus, who died for our sin. Thank you for the salvation that we receive through you. We thank your Spirit for the word that you send. Oh God, I pray, Lord, to take this message and make it reach those who are in need of your word. We thank you. We bless you. Oh God, bless us, oh Lord. Enlarge your territory, God. Let your hands be with us, Lord, and keep us, Lord, from harm, so that we will not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all. In Christ's name, Amen and Amen.